Could Central Illinois backslide into COVID mitigations even as we make big strides on vaccination?
It's personal responsibility, everybody helping us as a county and as a region to make some progress.
That's Health Department Chief Jessica McKnight. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, April 19th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on COVID-19 in McLean County. Hospitalizations remain at a record high. New cases are also on the rise. Eric Stock has an update.
McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says increased COVID mitigations from the state don't appear to be imminent, even though the 20-county region is no longer meeting benchmarks. But McKnight says the Illinois Department of Public Health hasn't ruled out more restrictions if conditions don't improve.
We just are urging the public to do everything that they can right now. It's personal responsibility, everybody helping us as a county and as a region to make some progress. We're seeing increased cases, increased hospitalizations.
The county's weekly total of 482 new coronavirus cases last week is its highest since mid-January. Now to the good news. McLean County has topped 100,000 COVID vaccinations. McKnight says she's encouraged to see vaccine supplies from the state still increasing and demand is still there too.
We're about a quarter of our population are fully vaccinated. And we've got more to go because we want to get to 80% and have herd immunity. But the interest is still there. And what we're seeing now, the positive, is that the supply is increasing slightly.
The county has about 5,000 first doses to put into arms this week. And the Hispanic and Latino populations in McLean County aren't getting vaccinated at the same rates as whites. The Hispanic and Latino populations make up over 5% of McLean County's population, but less than 3% to vaccinations. Health Department spokesperson Marianne Manco says vaccine access and hesitancy are two barriers. She says the county plans to do more mobile clinics to help ensure those who want the vaccine can get it.
So for us, it's really a matter of getting into targeted neighborhoods and being able to find where we would be able to do mobile clinics to help people.
For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The County Health Department will host its first Spanish language virtual town hall to address COVID vaccine hesitancy. That's tomorrow night at 6 on Zoom. The Town of Normal may spend about $353,000 to dig a new water well. That's among the proposals going before the town council at tonight's meeting. And Heartland Community College has received a nearly $300,000 grant from the National Science Foundation that will be used to advance industrial technology education. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. A single mom lives to raise her child. A man gets to live pain-free and play with grandchildren. Organ donors in Bloomington Normal made it possible. Often, doctors harvest organs from people who have just died. Sometimes, though, the donors get to see the lives they touch. Student reporter Katrina Peterson has more.
April Post is a busy single mom who's living her best life in Normal. It's a life made possible by a kidney she received from Kelly Stogner in Peoria this past year. Post says it made a huge difference.
Of course, when I woke up, I was groggy and in pain, but I had so much energy. I just felt so energized when I woke up, so hungry. When I was on dialysis, I had no appetite and I ordered food like right away.
Post was on an organ donation list, but took it upon herself to find her kidney. She even had a sign made up to put it in the back window of her car. Kelly Stogner works at Heartland Community College. Her boss and Heartland Community College president Keith Cornell also donated a kidney, a small thing that brings them closer. Both Cornell and Stogner say they rarely think about the procedure.
You just go on living your life. You did what you did and you helped somebody else and they're living their life and you're living your life.
That's so very true. I mean, you don't think about it day to day. And part of that is probably because we don't have to take the medications. We didn't have the hardship of like someone else has had.
Kelly Stogner came across a video on social media that shared April Post's story. Post was diagnosed with kidney failure due to a birth defect. Stogner saw herself in Post. Nearly 2 years ago, Stogner learned she was a match.
She was about my age. She was a mom. She had a young child. Of course, my child was not young at that time, which was one of the things that helped the decision for me, was that I didn't have anyone young at home to take care of. But I did feel like I could give her something that would help her fully enjoy her life with her daughter.
Keith Corneal says his transplant recipient worked two doors down from him when he was in Wisconsin.
You can see what it's doing to them. I mean, I got to see it every single day. What are you going to do? You're going to just not try? I don't know. I felt like I had to try at least.
Corneal says testing feels like a maybe. Then suddenly there's a match.
And it was like, oh, okay. Now we have to get serious with this. For me to know that this man got to spend more days with his grandchildren and listen to them and laugh with them and, you know, help them grow up and everything, that's kind of what drove me.
Corneal says he still gets together with his recipient. They talk often and sometimes golf together. They usually get together for Kidney Day. For them, that's in June. Kelly Stogner and April Post aren't as close. They have met a few times since the surgery. Stogner says the recipients sometimes don't continue a relationship after the transplant.
I think they're very grateful for the gift and the new life they have, but they would like to look more to the future than to the past. And so I don't want to be the person that brings up like, oh, here I am, look what I did. So we'll get together once in a while and just check in. But for the most part, she's living her life and I'm living mine.
April Post is back to work at the McLean County Health Department as a COVID tracker.
A lot of people that have kidney failure, they're afraid to ask people if they can donate a kidney. I don't know if it's pride or if they're just scared that these other people aren't going to help them, or they're just afraid that the family members or whoever will get sick down the road because of this. But, you know, you don't have to be scared. Just reach out. It could really help you.
Post says even if you go to donate and you find out you're not a match, you can still donate and the person you wanted to save will move higher up on the list because the person who received your donation moves off the list. Heartland Community College President Keith Corneal says he's glad he gave his kidney.
When you get to help somebody that's truly needing it, there's no better feeling in the whole world.
More than 100,000 men, women, and children in the United States are waiting for transplants. I'm Katrina Peterson.
April is National Organ Donor Month. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council has a couple meetings tonight. First at 5:15, they'll consider a possible admonishment of Jen Carrillo. Then at 6, they'll discuss the Connect Transit budget and the city's solid waste program. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at cira.com.